Chuck Chat Freestyle for Sunday, September 1st, 2014. Freestyle is an audio diary of my life, and the dog days of podcast continue for me. I think most people are checking out of this train or have gotten off at the final stop, but mine keeps going to parts unknown. I have a couple of apologies to make. This is being recorded on Monday morning because when I got home, I just had nothing left in the tank last night. Scott Tyler and I got home a little late, which I'll get into in a little bit. And when we were closing up the house, the cats got out in the dark, and they are black, and had to spend some time finding them. And by the time we got them back in the house, I just had nothing left. I did think about it, and I went, oh, I forgot to... That's about how it went. I do have a daily reminder that goes off at 9 p.m. Unfortunately, at 9 p.m. I was in the air and I did not want to record a noisy airline show. I'll get to that in a minute. The other apology is Friday's live show wrap-up. I had the wrong audio on the file. I used Thursday's audio twice as I was going back and listening to podcasts on the ride home last night. I was trying to catch up on some of the dog days. I had 78 shows in the backlog, and I've trimmed that down to about 55 now. So it's going to take me a while to catch up. But anyway, the wrong file was used, and I have made that correction. If you want to go back and hear my 7 or 8 minute review of Friday's dog days episode, you can go to chuckchat.com/freestyle, or go to chuckchat.com and there's nice pretty pictures and find the freestyle one. Click on that. You'll see it. It's easy to find. I don't know how many are still listening to the dog days. If you stay subscribed, thank you very much. I will continue to publish content both here and on my personal feed, so I encourage you to subscribe and listen to whatever one. Well, so I fixed that audio up this morning. I am home. Although it doesn't feel like a home, I think Nucha said this when she was moving, that your home is really where your stuff is and where the people you love are, and I increasingly have less and less of that. The girls are both gone now. Donna and I are officially empty nesters, and our stuff becomes increasingly packed up or in storage. Or it doesn't even look like our stuff anymore. The desk I'm working at came from my brother-in-law. It's a little glass desk. Nice, easy thing to move around. Nice for display purposes, but I don't think I'd use this thing on an everyday basis. I'm using it because I have to right now. I really should be working out in the sunroom today. It's a gorgeous day. It looks like it's going to be. So pretend this is being recorded on Sunday night. I am making some tea, so I got to keep a listen for... The teapot, the kettle to whistle. Donna is still asleep, and I'm ruining the whole illusion of this being recorded on Sunday night, aren't I? But anyway, I'll get you another one tonight. Here's the story of Sunday's wrap-up. We had breakfast with Mark, the Encaffeinated One, Craig and Steve Rickyberg, and Scott Tyler, of course, at the Metro Cafe. Told everybody to meet us there at 8:30, and doggone it, they were pretty darn close. I think we got there at 8:25 and got chastised for being early again. Oh, my watch is still firing off an alarm. I gotta cut that back. That was to help us wake up and get to the Metro Cafe yesterday. We had a good time eating breakfast and meeting and talking again. I think it was the last chance that a lot of us are going to get to see each other for quite a while. Unfortunately, Steve Rickyberg has broken his glasses. He's got a pretty strong prescription and was unable to repair them. So I hope he gets that taken care of. We suggested a few things, but I saw him one more time as we were walking back to the hotel. I think it was about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. He was on his way to the airport, and he was unable to get them repaired. So I know how painful that can be. But it did bring to light a travel tip that I hadn't thought of before, and that is to, if you've got room, carry your previous set of glasses, because usually the prescription is pretty close. I have a health benefit that I can get new glasses every couple of years, and this last time the prescription changed notably. So I don't know if my last glasses will work, but I am going to hang on to these just in case the old ones break. It always takes me a little while if the prescription changes to get my eyes to adjust. I try as hard as possible to relax my eyes during the exam so that they will be relaxed when I have new glasses on. But if the prescription changes and you have to go back to the old ones, now your eyes are working a little bit, just a day or two to get used to the new or the old prescription, as it were. So anyway, Jack Jaffe and his wife Teresa joined us. How these guys stayed up and talked and drink and whatever till 3 or 5 a.m., whatever it was, and then get up for 8:30 breakfast, I don't know how they did that. That was unbelievable. There's the kettle whistling, so I'll get that before Donna wakes up. Yeah, keep pretending it's Sunday night. And we still have more coffee mugs in this house than we will ever use. So, a little chamomile tea here. I gotta set the phone on the microwave, which we recently bought to make our house look nicer than it really is. Alright, tea bag away. Throw the wrapper. This is stuff that I stole from the, borrowed. I guess it wasn't stolen. From the Marriott in La Jolla a couple trips ago. Sometimes they give you extra if you ask for it, sometimes they don't. And I came home one trip with about 20 tea bags. So I'm very appreciative about that. Housekeeping. Tip them on the first night. They'll be nicer to you the rest of the week. There's my tip. Okay. So after breakfast, Scott and Craig and I went to the vendor/dealer room again to pick up some last-minute t-shirts for those guys. Scott was looking for a specific one for his daughter. I forget what movie it's from. It's Zombieland. That's what it is, Zombieland, with a Twinkie on the front. One of the vendors had it shown on their website, so he wanted to find that vendor specifically and ask them. He finally got the guy, because when we first got there, he wasn't at his booth. And he came back later, and he was, and he said, "Do you have this t-shirt?" He goes, "No, I don't have that one." So I suspect Scott may order it online, but we also picked up a couple for Scott and Craig around gaming. They're both, you know, kind of board gamers, and I'm not much of a board gamer at this point, or even a virtual online board gamer. The last real serious adventure game I played was the Ultima series. I think I played Ultima 1 and Ultima 3 for a while, and this is 30 years or more ago. So I know the general adventure concepts, but we're going to try and get Scott into podcasting. I'm looking at tools and methods and hosting and things for him now. I want to keep it on the cheap. We'll get him started with audio. If he wants to go into video to record some of the gaming sessions later, he picked up a couple of Pathfinder books, and he's going to try and get me into gaming. So that'll be fun. Even though it's remote, they picked up a couple of shirts about gaming with funny phrases on them. Something like, "Do you want to count your hit points now or after I slap you?" You know, shirts like that were kind of funny. And then, good luck finding them on the last day of Dragon Con in XL, 2XL, or 3XL. Most of those were sold out. Funny. Large gamers? I can't picture that. Pretty cliche, I know. I abstained from purchasing things since I knew I'd be slayed if I brought anything home, like a t-shirt, or God forbid, we saw a beer glass, you know, tapered at the bottom, wider at the top, and it had that Power logo with the little circle and line on it, which happens to be part of our corporate logo as well. I thought, hey, I could have work-branded beer glass. We also saw a couple other things that had that logo on it as well, but beer glass, good Lord, I've got like 20 of them right now. Some of them branded, some of them not, and I do not need more. That would get me in serious trouble. But I did pick up a couple of iPhone 5 cables. They were only $5 each, which is a pretty good price for knockoffs. And the last ones I got were cheapos on Amazon for $3, and every time you plugged it in, it would go, "This cable is not supported. I'll charge, but I'm not going to sync," which is fine because all I needed it for was charging, but that message was annoying. These new cables do not appear to do that. I haven't tried them with syncing yet, but hey, I might get lucky. If not, I've got a couple of cheap charging cables. You can never have enough of those, especially since I bent one a couple weeks ago when the cat took a jump and took the phone off the counter while I was sitting in the sunroom. So after shopping, we went back to the hotel and got Craig on the road. We got him all packed up and then proceeded to waste about 15 minutes punching the elevator button, watching people go by. The elevator would stop, door would open, the thing was full because we were at 12 minutes to 10, or excuse me, 10 minutes to 12. Wow, long weekend, still not straight in the head. Let's try a little tea. Oh, that's hot. Okay. Hopefully that will clear up the vocal cords later today. But anyway, every elevator that came by, we were pushing up and down, which was twice as fun. Because an elevator would be going up, people would jump on it to go up, to go down. Which is what we told you the other night at our travel tip. When Mark, the Encaffeinated One, was doing his podcast. And we would push the up and the down. We'd see this elevator full of people. And maybe there was room for one person. So if one person was in our crowd of eight or nine waiting for the elevator, they'd jump on. And then the doors would close. And then they come back about 60 seconds later on their way down, and we'd wave to them again. So we were having this game, and I said, guys, this is stupid. We're never going to get all three of us with our boxes of stuff we're carrying onto these elevators. We have late checkout. Let's go back to our room. Let's get a little nap or watch TV or whatever and come back, and the situation will be totally different. So we did that. Came back out about quarter after one, pushed the elevator button, came quickly, opened up, nobody on it. We all smiled, because that's the way it should be, right? Most of the people were already checked out. We didn't have to fight at the counter. It just way easier. So watch the timing on checkout day. It was okay when we went to breakfast. It was okay when we went to the vendor mart, and it was not okay 10 minutes to noon. But at quarter after one, it was beautiful, and the rest of the day was beautiful as well. I think they were checking out some people in phases because it seemed to be another rush around 2 o'clock. So we got Craig all loaded up and safely on the road. And then Scott and I packed up my cosplay stuff because we didn't send it back with Craig. I didn't want to send him back with stinky clothes that he'd have to hang on till next year and I'd have to wear. And I certainly don't want to make him wash my lab coat and scrub pants and things. So I didn't have room in my suitcase for all of that. It was enough of a challenge getting the clothes that I was wearing and the tux there and a little bit of audio equipment so we could do the Star Trek V movie. I called the UPS store that's attached to the Sheraton. Unfortunately, they were not open. It's Labor Day. I'm not feeling too good about this. There's a FedEx office in the Hilton. Called them. They are open till 7 p.m. Woohoo! Forgot to ask them if they had boxes, but that worked out all right. We walked the suitcase full of stuff down there, got a 20 by 20 by 12 box, threw everything in there. It was comfortably fit, and I sent it to Mike Menengay in Phoenix. No sense sending it to Appleton just to move it to Phoenix again. So it's out there. It's going to get to his house. I sent it ground. It cost more than I would have liked to spend. And, you know, but what am I going to do? Got back to the room, packed up our clothes. On the way back, we grabbed a Subway sandwich. I had a $10 gift card from, I think, Christmas. Sunday school kids gave it to me. It was either Christmas or the end of the year. I don't remember when I got it, but I do remember it was from one of my Sunday school kids last year. And finally got a chance to use that. So our total lunch cost was about $3. Oh, darn it, the watch went off again, which means I've been recording for over... I hit snooze last time. I got to turn that thing off. Or maybe tomorrow it'll wake me up at 7 a.m. if I don't wake up myself. So we went back to the hotel, charged our devices, and then downloaded some travel content, podcasts, and a couple of audiobooks. And the thing I discovered about audible.com yesterday is I have not been reading a whole lot lately or listening on Audible. And I had 6 credits built up, and it said, warning, Will Robinson, you can't accumulate more than 6 credits. So I don't know if I lost one in the wait or not, or if I just got real lucky. So I went into my wish list and downloaded a few. And wish lists are a terrific thing, because I've heard of books a year or two or three ago that are on my wish list that I just never had a chance to get to, but now I can. And Donna saw those show up because we have a shared Amazon account. She saw those show up on her Kindle. I tried to choose something that would work on a road trip that both of us could listen to, because I know she's not going to want to listen to podcasts the whole time, and I don't have 28 hours worth of podcasts to listen to. So I got one called Empire of the Summer Moon that was recommended by Flint, our tour guide, on our Jeep tour in June of 2013. We went on a desert Jeep tour, and Flint is a Comanche Indian and recommended this. So it's a story about Geronimo, as I understand, and the Comanches and what they went through. The other is called The Incredible Life of Henrietta Locks, recommended by an old high school friend of mine that lives here in Appleton. We went out on a boat tour with them a couple weeks ago, an evening boat ride, and then to the yacht club for dinner. Remember that story? If you've been listening for a couple of weeks? Yeah. So Heidi recommended that. I put that on my list. And we'll try that. We'll see if either one of those works, and I will tell you about them as we listen to them. So we are all set up. And Scott is just burned out at this point. He's trying to read and listen to an audiobook, and I'm charging my device. And it was funny to watch him. Also, after we checked out at 4, we sat around the lobby. I mean, we are just going leisurely slow because our flight doesn't leave till 7:30. We were going leisurely slow, no rush whatsoever. Sat in the lobby of the Westin for a while, did some people watching. There's no people left to watch. And I came up with this idea that it might be fun to set up time-lapse cameras since we got there so early. Just strap some GoPros to the security cameras around the place and take a picture once a minute, which would be about 2.5 seconds an hour. And if you stretch that out over the 4.5 days or so of DragonCon from Thursday morning to Monday night, come back and get that Monday night, you'd have maybe 5 minutes per camera. And just to watch the ebb and flow of the people, I think it'd be kind of cool. The lobby of the Marriott, the entranceway of the Westin, the Hilton, it'd be kind of cool. I don't know if I'd have the financial means or the ability to secure those cameras or anything, but if somebody does, that would be neat. I really enjoy watching time-lapse things or cycles that you can't see in real time or things that happen when you're not there, just to see what happens and how people behave that you can't see in real time, a bit like watching a flower open. It happens so slowly, but it does happen. And if you watch it in a different time scale, either speed it up or slow it down, it reveals some things. I guess this goes back to, I think it was sixth grade, we saw a movie called The Revealing Eye. And there was another movie called Schlieren. And we saw these at least twice. I don't know if I saw them again. They might have been on cable TV, or not cable, public TV. I think this is back in the days when we only had 3 or maybe 2.5 channels. And PBS was one of them. So, very interesting movies. I don't even know if they're still out there, but The Revealing Eye and Schlieren stick in my head as some of those movie projector things you saw in school. And I was fascinated. I would love to get into some of that stuff. In fact, I made a time-lapse video of the fog in Atlanta this year. Last year was a storm rolling through in the morning. So we had fog, I think it was Sunday morning, Saturday, yeah, Sunday morning, because it was the day after parade day. That was covering a lot of the downtown area. It took about 30 minutes with a picture every 5 seconds. And you can see the fog rolling around. It was kind of cool that way. So anyway, we eventually moseyed to the MARTA and went to the airport. I got through the security really fast because once we got to security, they checked our card, and then they opened up another line. So Scott and I were first and second in this new line. I knew it was there. It's the one way over on the left. That looks like it goes out its own special corridor, but it's just one security gate or one x-ray machine and one metal detector later. They do have a full body scanner, but they weren't using it. And I said, wonder why they're not using that line today. Bing, they are. Guy says, gentlemen, you can come this way. So we walked through security pretty fast and got to the terminals. But instead of taking the tram from T, which is where you start, to A, B, C, D, E, F. We had to get to C. We decided to walk underground. Lisa and I did this last year. There's some art there. There's some history of Atlanta between B and C. It was very fascinating. At least I thought so. And Scott's not much into art, but as an architect, that kind of surprises me because I would have thought he'd appreciate that. He said, I can appreciate it. It's just not his thing. Between T and A, there's some African artwork. Very beautiful stuff. Lots of stone statues carved out of what appears to be black onyx, but I don't think it's onyx. Might be. I don't know all of my geology all that well. I know a few things. So we're strolling along. Hey, what the heck? No hurry. We get to the gate about an hour before boarding time. Sit down, charge our devices one more time. Text, check Facebook, that sort of thing. And then notice that we're supposed to board at 6:46. 6:46, the guy's at the counter, nothing's happening. 6:50, nothing's happening. 6:55, 7 o'clock, nothing's happening. We're starting to get a little concerned. And I've traveled enough that I can say, this is a delay. We're not going to get out of here by 7:29 as predicted. So at about 20 minutes later, about 7:05, we get an announcement that maintenance is working on the plane. We'll keep you informed. So I text Donna. I said, we're in for a delay. I'll let you know when we leave, because it will be 2 hours after that when we land, because she's going to pick us up at the Appleton end of this trip. Direct flight from Atlanta to Appleton. Love this flight. Short, direct. Awesome. Finally, we get an announcement that the maintenance that they're doing will make our flight delayed from 7:29 to 9 p.m. Ooh, hour and a half. Now we're getting hungry. But they're trying to get a new plane, and if they do, that'll bump up the departure time a little bit. So Scott and I take off down Concourse C to see if we can find something to eat. We walk down to about the midway point, turn around and grab something closer to our gate that has a nice sit-down meal. We're figuring we don't want just a sandwich from a kiosk. We'll get something to sit down. So we sit down, man comes up, busy place. I mean, it is packed. Barely a table available, but we did get immediate seating. Takes our order. I think we both had the chicken basket or something. And then we get a little nervous. Scott says, well, they haven't updated our iPhone app yet to say this is going to be late. I said, well, let me walk back to the gate and ask the guy, you know, see what's going on. As I walk back, I can see that they've updated it to 8:15, which means we're going to be boarding at 7:45, and it is now 7:33 or 40. I mean, it's minutes away from boarding. So we got to get out of here. We got to cancel our order. But the waiter's nowhere to be found. So we start walking out, and then I see him. I say, hey, Bo. That was his name. I said, Bo, we got to cancel our order. Ooh, he was not happy. He didn't say anything, but the look on his face was like, ah, crap, I just put that order in. What am I going to do? But life at the airport, you know, you got to expect changes happen. So we got back to the gate. We're sitting there at A55, and they say, ladies and gentlemen, we found your new plane. We're going to be leaving a little earlier. Unfortunately, it's at A16, so we got to go back two terminals. So Scott and I quickly hoof it down. Go down to the tram, no walking this time, get over to A, from C to B to A. Only took a few minutes. And we were there about 7:50 p.m. So tick tock, tick tock. And the sign on the board says, we're going to start boarding at 7:40. So we're already 10 minutes past boarding time, and the flight crew isn't here yet. They show up, we got everybody started boarding at about 7:55 or 8 o'clock. We're not going to make an 8:15 departure time. I was upgraded to first class, so I had a nice front row seat. And I had to get on board first because I've got that bulkhead seat, seat 1C, aisle way up front. You think that's the sweetest spot? There's no place to put your bag under the seat in front of you. So don't take seat 1 or anything in front of a bulkhead if you can help it. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. I did get on first and stuck my bag and my suitcase above me, which was very nice. And there's nobody sitting next to me. First class is all boarded. Nobody's sitting next to me. Coach comes in. Nobody's sitting next to me. I tried to send Scott a text. I said, hey, I got an available seat up here if you want to come join me in first class. I don't know if that's kosher or not, but if you do it after you take off and move back to your seat, that way he can get back to his suitcase. You don't want to be sitting way up front with your suitcase way in the back. That sucks. You'll be swimming upstream and never get your suitcase till everybody's off the plane. Don't do that either. This show is full of travel tips. It's getting a little long too, so let me wrap this up. What's funny is, as we were sitting at the gate, I made a prediction, and I said, based on experience, we have a delay. They haven't said anything. This is about 7 o'clock when we're going, what's going on? We didn't get that first announcement that maintenance is working yet. I said, this smells like a delay. Then they're going to have to get us a new plane. Then we're going to have to change gates. And then they're going to have a smaller plane and offer people a voucher. But since you're not working tomorrow, Scott, you can take that voucher and use it for next year. Oh, that's right. Dragon Con is a year and a couple of days because they moved it back to the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th of September because Labor Day shifts. It was as early as it could go. Labor Day is on the 1st this year, so you can't go any earlier. So it's got to go back to the 7th. He says, shut up. You're not making me happy. Well, sure enough, the delay came true. The new plane came true. The changing gates came true. But they had the exact same plane, so nobody had to get bumped. And Scott did not have to take his voucher. He wasn't too happy, but he was extremely tired at this point. I said, look, maybe I've just traveled enough that I've become numb to this, but an hour delay is not bad. We still get back to Appleton at 9:30. Have time to brush our teeth and go to bed. It's not like we're getting home at 3 a.m. and, the wife has to wake up to get us. Donna got back from her mom's house about 7:30, so she had 2 hours at home and picked weeds and whatnot while the light was still out. So very grateful that she was there to take that trip for us. Anyway, we made it home safe and sound. The flight was beautiful as we flew over Chicago and Milwaukee. I got a couple of pictures that I should post to Facebook. And then cats ran away and got tired, went to bed. So it's Monday. I am supposed to be working today in a few minutes. I will finish my tea, take care of the dishes. It's an empty house except for Donna and two cats. I don't know what's on her list today. I know there's a number of things we still have to do. I don't know where that list went. We need to call like lawn care service people when we're gone. Snow removal potentially when we're gone. And get the last of the last packed up because it's this week. Next week I teach the 3-day online course again. Yippee. Only hope the internet connection stays up for that. To a group in the UK, which means I got to get up and be teaching by 6 a.m. Ouch. Which is noon for them, so they'll be staying late. I got to get up early. They get to stay late. It works out well, doesn't it? This is an extremely long freestyle. Dragon Con is over. We made it. We're tired. But now we can recuperate. Scott gets a vacation from his vacation. And I will talk to you later today, give you a Monday show wrap-up and figure out what I did for work. The Dog Days continues. You want to find out more and be part of this fun next year, go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Start setting things up. Start understanding what podcasting is and how you can do this. There's a number of ways you can do it on a mobile device like I do. Just pick it up and start talking and then post the show. Some are even easier than that. It's one touch, click, done, and done. Dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Let us know what you want to do. We'd love to hear from you. And if you want to find out more about me, I'm over at chuckchat.com. Several podcasts over there. The adventure continues. Till next time, 101.